So, my name's Emmett Smith, and the backup singer is going to be Tony Braxton, Garth Algar, and John Ritter. So you'll see them when they come up. All right, so this song is called a Tribute, A Beautiful Table for Beautiful People. And this is kind of a little bit of a social experiment, I suppose. This is a little different than some of the things you're going to hear tonight. In the 1950s, the beat poets used to like play jazz music and read some of their poetry to it. I don't know if you'll call this poetry, but it's something that I'm doing to music. And so I'm about to get really personal, and so feel free to laugh, because I'm getting personal. This is going to be kind of a live experience, so you know, I'm telling a story, so if you can't hear what I'm saying, say speak louder. If I'm talking too fast, and I know I will, tell me, hey, speak slower. This is, we're all a community, we're about to get really close, hug somebody. So. A Tribute, like A Beautiful Table for Beautiful People. This is a story in six parts, an epilogue. It's not that long. Part one, we're dressed sharp. It's homecoming night, 2006, our senior year, and my parents are taking pictures that you'd later throw into a photo album for my 18th birthday that I'd look at to write the song 3 years later. This is all true. We've been working for the paper for a year already, been hanging out at various places through the city. In the past 4 weeks, school started that September, including watching Dead Poets Society, yelling Carpe Diem, the phrase in life philosophy that would pull us what seemed to be inextricably together in an effort to live passionately, fully, meaningfully. And Little Miss Sunshine, when we both fell for Devotchka, Steve Carell, and maybe each other. We drove aimlessly, stopped and explored the nooks of Corpus Christi, Texas, snuck into that hotel and rolled down the hallways on luggage carts. Part two. Another girl had asked me to homecoming, a girl I'd liked for some time. But I told her that I was asking Alex. Anyway, you picked me up back when you weren't asking for gas money. And we drove downtown to dinner. On the way, in the traffic, while we told each other about our life's grievances, you told me about Jason, your on and off ex, how he toyed with your heartstrings, and how you hated him for it. I promised myself I'd never be that person to you. But in a couple of years, you would begin to draw comparisons. But this is about September 30th, 2006. Part three. We walk into Mamma Mia's, the most expensive Italian restaurant in town. I'm trying to seem confident with my black suit, black button-up, black tie. A large old Italian man with white hair, whose name through city myth almost, we knew as Bruno, walks over, sees us, stops, smiles, and stares. Come, he says, a beautiful table for beautiful people.